Turn link Steve Fisher back in the Tacoma Dome. A wild championship game ends in a 16-16 tie. The championship banner down on the field, and I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have to duplicate the banner and send one to Wisconsin and leave one here in Tacoma as the two teams battle to become co-champions in this 1987 season. Of course, several awards down below, and that's an interesting question of what they do when they have a tie. They have to duplicate the first place honors, as certainly they have second place trophies down there, but neither team deserves that, as they both deserve the biggie as they come away with a 16-16 tie. The Lutes battled through this game, Steve, and you've got to look at the final statistics, and on both sides, the Pointers battled early, the Lutes battled early. It looked like we'd have a high-scoring affair, a 6-6 halftime score, though, and the second half lived up to that. The Pointers jumped up 16-6. The Lutes came back 16-all. It looked like the Lutes in the final 3 minutes had things going their way, but the Pointer defense holds, and then the Lutes looked like it could go against them. A blocked field goal by Mike Chuyas Estopo, who about an hour and a half earlier was being carried off the field, and the Lutes come away with the tie, and the Pointers, of course, have to be congratulated, as we can still go way back. These teams have not been beat. The Lutes haven't been beaten in 12 weeks. The Pointers haven't been beaten in 9, as the Pointers end up 12-2-1, and PLU finishes the season at 10-1-2. And you've got to look at the final statistics before we get to our big play rundown.
PLU, first of all, Jeff Yarnell was 15 of 27, 145 yards, and of course he went out late in the game with an injury. Craig Cupp came in, completed the one pass to Welk. Not sure of the distance on that pass, although let it be known, he came through in the clutch and put PLU in a situation for a last chance effort for an Eric Colton field goal. Tom Napier had one reception for 2 yards. Eric Krebs, one reception for 2 yards. Pat Dorsey, two receptions for 11 yards. Mike Welk had 12 receptions. Not sure about his yardage exactly. He did have 117 yards after 11 receptions. So just tack on the extra yardage that he got on the reception from Craig Cupp, and you'll have his totals. Mark Miller had two receptions for 19 yards, and that rounds out the receptions for the Lutes. So Jeff Yarnell, as he has done all season, looks again and again to Mike Welk and finds them all afternoon. Rushing-wise, Tom Napier, 6 carries, 26 yards. Eric Krebs, 9 carries, 33 yards. Pat Dorsey finishes with 160 yards on 11 carries. And, of course, he had the two big carries, the 55 and 60 yards, one coming in the first half, one coming in the second half. And Pat Dorsey certainly showing fine effort, fine form this afternoon. Looking at the Pointers, Kirk Baumgartner went 17 of 32 for 285 yards. He was batted around a bit, as really both quarterbacks were, but I think Baumgartner took the brunt of the exchanges with the PLU defensive line. It seemed like he was picking himself up off the turf many a times this afternoon, but give him credit for standing in as long as he did. He actually went out hurt and came back in. He suffered one interception. Joe Parrish came in through one time, and it was incomplete. Keith Majors had one reception for 10 yards. Theo Blanco, who came in averaging just under 10 catches per game, finishes with 6 catches for 96 yards. He only had 2 receptions in the first half. Atron Kenny, the speedster, 2 receptions for 29 yards. PLU defensive secondary did an excellent job keeping this man in check as well as others, but Kenny, certainly the one you don't want to get behind you, and he only did it a couple of times, and the Pointers only had a chance for the really big play twice that I can remember through the game. Don Mayling had 4 catches for 69 yards. Jim Prince had 2 receptions for 45 yards, and Tweet had 1 reception for 18 yards. Rushing-wise for the Pointers, 2 carries, 6 yards for Keith Majors. Theo Blanco was the big man in the backfield for the Pointers. He had 10 carries, 58 yards, and 1 TD. Barry Rose came in the second half, didn't play at all in the first half, carried the ball 4 times, picked up good yardage, 29 yards, and Baumgartner ran around in the backfield. He grossed about 40 yards, not counting, of course, the sacks he suffered, but especially in the first half, he was quite effective rolling out and seeing that his men were covered and then running for 5 or 6 yards as the awards continue to be handed out down below at the 50-yard line.
All of the players receiving plaques right right now, and I think what they're probably going to end up doing is give all their plaques to the first place plaques to the Wisconsin Stevens Point Pointers, and then make up new first place plaques for the Lutes, as they've got a stack of first and second place plaques, I would imagine, out there on the table. And they're going through all the players and announcing them and bringing them out. Right now they're going through the Pointer players, and the Lutes awaiting their turn as the huge circle has formed down the Tacoma Dome floor in this 16-16 tie as the two teams battle to share the championship in this 87 season. As we look back to the big plays in this game, the Lutes, of course, two of note. Pat Dorsey, what a game he had. On the first possession of the game, the Lutes came out, and from their own 13-yard line in six plays, they were in the end zone going 87 yards in that amount of plays and 2 minutes and 9 seconds. But it all came on a big play from Pat Dorsey, a 55-yard run to give the Lutes the lead to start.
A better rush defense than a pass defense. Here's a drop play to Dorsey. 50-yard line, 45, breakaway, 40, 35, 30, 25, a man to beat, push him up, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Lutes, and the crowd goes bananas in the first quarter.
That was early, and Pat Dorsey, of course, wasn't done there. He had a stellar performance in his final game as a PLU Lute, as he put the Lutes in front 6-0. The extra point by Eric Coldham was blocked in what was to be a very exciting special teams play on each side, as the Lutes led 6-0 with 12:45 to play in the first quarter. The Wisconsin Stevens Point Pointers came back, and came back big. Kirk Baumgartner in the second quarter got his team in the end zone to make it a 6-6 tie on a 2-yard run. That with 13:36 to play in the first half. The extra point was wide right, so each team nullified on the point after touchdown, and we were left in a 6-6 deadlock at halftime. In the third quarter, it was Joe Parrish, a 26-yard field goal to put Wisconsin Stevens Point in front 9-6. That with 10:33 to play in the third. Wisconsin Stevens Point would put the heat up another notch. Theo Blanco, a 2-yard run. It would be 16-6 following the conversion with 7:33 to play in the third quarter. And at the end of three, after an Eric Coldham 25-yard field goal with 10 seconds remaining in that period, the Lutes trailed by a 16-9 count, and it went to the fourth quarter once again, where the Lutes have been able to come from behind before, and they were going to have to do it again. And then with the Lutes going from their own 20-yard line with 10:58 to play in the game, they went 80 yards in seven plays. It took 3 minutes, 39 seconds, and they get the touchdown once again. It was Pat Dorsey, the senior for the Lutes, in his final game in a Lutes uniform, except, of course, for the Australia trip coming up. This Dorsey run with 7:19 to play would tie it up at 16-16.
Full house backfield. Kretz with the fullback, Dorsey and Napier at the halfback. Double tight end. And now movement on the left side. Dorsey gets the handoff. Tries to cut it back. First down. 45-yard line. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Dorsey going 60 yards for the touchdown. And, of course, that movement was against Wisconsin Stevens Point. It would have been a penalty. The Lutes declined it. The point after touchdown was good by Eric Coldham, and that nailed it at 16-16 with 7:19 to play. Ironically, that 60-yard run came on a fourth down and two with 7:19 to play in the game. Frosty Westering figured down by a touchdown, we've got to go for it. And on fourth and two, they go for it, and Dorsey breaks the 60-yard gainer for the touchdown, and the Lutes come away with the tie. Of course, it wasn't over there. As we came down the stretch after that possession, the Pointers came out from their own 20-yard line, fumbled the football as Kirk Baumgartner couldn't find the handle. The Lutes then, from the Stevens Point 18-yard line with 7:08 to play in the fourth quarter, fumbled the football as Yarnell was hit from behind. The Pointers got it back 5 plays later, punted it away. The Lutes got it back with 6:25 to play from their own 32-yard line, could manage only 3 plays before punting it away. The Pointers would get it back with 5:24 to play. 3 plays they would have to punt it away, and the Lutes had the ball on the Pointer 44-yard line starting a possession with 3:52 to play in the game, but they were moved backward as big sacks on Jeff Yarnell, one that finally brought him out of the game at the 2-minute mark, and the Lutes had to punt it away. And then from their own 24-yard line, the Pointers moved the ball swiftly in the final 2:17, got it down to the PLU 11-yard line, threw it away a couple times in the end zone when Kirk Baumgartner could find nobody open. They came onto the field, and Joe Parrish came on for a field goal. He's 5 of 12 on field goals this season, except for today's, which made him 6 of 13 overall for the year, and he had it blocked by Mike Tuiasosopo of the Lutes, and PLU was in business. The Lutes had the ball on their own 34-yard line, and under the direction of backup quarterback Craig Cupp, managed to get it down to the 34-yard line on a big 16-yard completion in the waning seconds. With 3 seconds to play, the completion of Mike Wilk gave Eric Coldham a shot from 51 yards, but it was a little short, a little to the left, and time expired on that play, and that's why we stand at a 16-16 deadlock as these two teams share the 1987 NAIA Division II National Championship. We'll be back with a final word and a final comment on this 87 season for PLU football. We'll do that after this timeout. Once again, the final score in the NAIA Division II National Championship, PLU 16, Wisconsin-Stevens Point 16. Turnling Steve Fisher back here at the Tacoma Dome, a 16-16 tie, end of the game, co-champions PLU and Wisconsin Stevens Point. And Steve, 13 games after it all began, we're finally at the end, and of course you're not all done with KTAC. You'll be taking over the basketball duties on the 29th of December, running through the 2nd of February as I'll be out of the country, so KTAC hasn't heard the last of you, but for football, I'm sure you have some final comments.
You know, driving out here, I thought, I wonder what my feelings and thoughts will be after the game if the Lutes win, and if the Lutes lose. I didn't consider if the Lutes tie. And
the only thing you weren't ready for.
The only thing I wasn't ready for today. The motto for the Lutes this season is see you at the top, and looks like they're going to have to share the summit with the Pointers. But in many ways, they made it to the top. They just made such tremendous strides throughout the season with all the injuries, and they just had a lot of adversity. And both of us have looked back to the Whitworth game, the third game of the season. Many times we've talked about it. And remembering at halftime what our thoughts were, thinking, boy, you know, we can easily see this team going 6-3 possibly. They just don't seem to have it. We saw a spark of that in the second half of the Whitworth game. We thought, maybe. And that spark turned into a small flame, and that flame just turned into a big fire, and they just got hotter and hotter down the stretch. And you just can't say enough for the way the players, I wouldn't say they're overachievers, they're really not, but they just realized every challenge, every week, and they found a way to get the job done.
And down below, the ceremony is still going on in the postgame as the teams are huddled around. Of course, the Lutes will have an extensive locker room program. Frosty Westering instilled that when he came to PLU in 1972, and it will continue win, lose, or draw in this case today, as the Lutes will have the locker room. And they probably won't get out of uniform until around 9 o'clock tonight, considering the gravity of this game today. But the Lutes come in, and they get the tie, and the Pointers come in on the road. That's, of course, tough, and they get the tie as well, and both teams are to be congratulated. For two teams, 15 seniors on the active roster for the Lutes playing in their last PLU game. Six of them starters today. For Wisconsin Stevens Point, 15 seniors suited up today, 12 of them in a starting role. Of course, there are so many people you can talk about for the Lutes who had a great game, but some in particular. Of course, I mentioned John Wolf and John Krall, who came in there with those hobbling injuries and still came in there to give enough. And, of course, Mike Cheney, who filling in for Sean Langston, the all-conference, all-Columbia football league defender Sean Langston, had his hands full and was admirable today. Scott Squires, when Guy Kovacs got hurt in the game, came in at his linebacker spot, and he was true to the task. And those are just four Lutes that really came through. Of course, it's unfortunate in a way that Jeff Yarnell was not able to finish it up there, as he had to go out of the game in the final 2 minutes as Craig Cupp came in and actually gave his team a chance despite not having a lot of experience. This season began 88 days ago. The Lutes talked about the new number one as this season progressed. They lost the opener to the University of Puget Sound 24-7. And as Steve mentioned, it was then and perhaps even after that, in the early stages of the 87 campaign, that we began to wonder if Lute football would in fact be the traditional power it had been in the past. But the Lutes put all that to rest about the middle of the third game of the season. And then they roll over Southern Oregon and Central Washington, and all of a sudden Simon Fraser. And the Lutes are rolling over everybody. They get into the playoffs. They beat Midland Lutheran. They turn away Carroll, Montana in Montana. And then they beat Baker, Kansas in overtime, and the Lutes won by 19, by 10, by 3, and then by 0 as they come away with the tie in this one. Of course, Frosty Westering talks about making the big time where he is. He's holding the national championship trophy down below right in front of his Lute players, and he has certainly made the big time at PLU, not only in this 87 campaign, but throughout his 16-year tenure as the PLU head coach. And of course, for PLU broadcast, this will be the final PLU football broadcast for me, and what a thrill it's been to work with Steve over the the years, always there, and for 13 games this season, it was certainly a thrill. Of course, PLU basketball is still going on, and we'll have those broadcasts on KTAC. Roots will next be on the air December 19th at the University of Portland, a week from yesterday. And then Steve will be taking over the basketball duties through January and into early February, and of course, starting on December 29th. You talk about the people behind this, Mike Larson, John Stackestead, who always had the correct statistics for us when we needed them and gave us plenty of information to give to you over the air, and certainly it was very much a fun time working with them. And of course, Kevin Keel, our producer, back at radio station KTAC, pushing all the right buttons. And of course, I've always had the challenge, as I'm sure Steve has had, of trying to make it sound as good as the Lutes made it look, and they made it look awfully good today in battling to a 16-16 tie. So that'll about do it for Steve Fisher and Kevin Keel, Mike Larson, and John Stackestead. I'm Trent Ling. That'll do it for PLU Football 1987. See you for hoops next Saturday night. The final score in the NAI Division II National Championship, it was PLU 16, Wisconsin, Stevens Point 16.